Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We're a podcast based in the north of England where we like to check out art things and see what's good with them. My name's Rosie.
And my name is Alice.
And we're hitting you up with a bit of a minisode today, which is just a quick update following on from the last episode.
Yeah.
We're doing a Barcelona plus one. I was going to say a part two, which it technically is.
I guess it, yeah. Or like Barcelona, a continuation.
The bonusode.
The bonusode.
I hate that. Stop. It sounds like a boner.
Yeah, I couldn't put my finger on it for a second. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's
the problem.
That's the issue.
But we found the solution. It's not saying that ever again.
Yes. It's forgetting it ever happened right now.
Right now. Starting now.
Perfect. Well, if you recall in the episode that came out on Saturday where we talked about the wonderful time in Barcelona and the Mac Bar that we went to.
We had a run.
We had a very rushed ending to that episode because we literally had to run for a train because it was like, I was looking
like
at
run, no joke.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a very lucky position where this office is literally across the road from the station. So we didn't have to run too far, but we did have to run. And that's the important point here.
Like, I think in that recording you tell me and I'm like, really though?
Yeah.
Like,
because I say, all we have precisely 10 minutes from right now,
and I'm like, actually,
to wrap up, yes. And then also leave and then also get on a train.
We did it.
So well done us.
Pat on the back.
Don't know if you heard that. I did pat myself on the back.
She did. I was witness.
Swear she's not lying.
I promise on me mom's life. It's funny because I never say mom.
We had this discussion before. Mm-hmm. But we mentioned in the kind of preamble
something
of that episode,
something that's haunted us since that recording,
yeah,
which was a little while ago.
It was
now.
A little while. Like, it's only just come out, but we recorded it like 3 weeks ago.
I think we should apologize
to who specifically?
Jesus.
We should apologize to Jesus because
we put a pin in him.
We put a pin in Jesus
and then left him.
After
all he's been through.
I can't remember what the exact like sentence or theme was.
We put a pin in Jesus.
But yeah, that's
and
all
I
want to
explain
know.
Why we did that.
Please do.
Because we saw a lot of Jesus.
Quite a bit of Jesus.
A lot of Jesus.
Potentially too much of Jesus.
There is such a thing as too much Jesus, and it's why I'm A, not religious. I mean, yeah. Two, Renaissance paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Love Jesus.
They do love that.
I don't really love Jesus that much. So once you've seen about 10 Jesuses,
be pretty much
that's
done.
Enough Jesus pretty for
much
one day.
Oh,
or even just
absolutely
one sitting.
Yeah.
I could do 10 Jesuses at once.
Okay.
Oh no. this episode's just smut, isn't it? This is the smutty minisode.
This is where we change the tone of the podcast. I am wearing my Dad Wrote a Porno t-shirt, so
that's what it is.
That's what it
it's
is.
It's got nothing to do with the fact this is the third thing we've recorded.
Yeah,
in this
it's been
session.
a long
Monday
session of recording. That's what you get for being away for 2 weeks, Rosie.
Yeah.
You have to queue up. But Jesus pins,
sorry,
apologies, we went to a museum in Barcelona and were there called the Frederic Marès Museum. And Frederic Marès is like just a cool person. He was a sculptor in Barcelona. He was born in 1893.
Yeah.
And as well as sculpting things, he just collected a whole bunch of stuff.
And I love people like this. I love people that,
yeah,
have gone down
eccentric
in history.
Yeah. It's just fun because this, well, first of all, this museum is lush. It's over like four floors, I think.
I've never heard of it in my life, but if anyone's going to Barcelona, I really recommend it.
Yeah, because one, it's cheap. It's only like, just on a normal day, full price was like, what, 3 or 4 euros?
Yeah.
And we were in there for ages.
And you can reuse your ticket.
You can for up to 6 months, I believe,
yes,
the lady said. So
because there is a lot to see, mm-hmm, it's like
it can
it's
be hard
very
to do it in one go.
A lot of Jesus. We were overwhelmed.
Yes.
I personally felt very attacked. No. Not really. But you know, because there's a lot to take in, it's like any of the major museums. Like if you've been to the British Museum, there's just loads.
Yes.
But
like people loved that guy back in the day.
Yeah.
Also today, I guess, but mainly more back in the day. And these all specifically were sculptures of Jesus, like generally like crucifixion sculptures.
Yes.
And when I say there were hundreds, that is not an exaggeration. There were literally hundreds,
yeah,
along this
big,
massive
little
floor of this museum.
Life-size Jesuses.
Quite a lot of them, yeah.
Jesus eye,
if you will.
Oh no.
I think this is less of an educational episode and more of us just explaining what we mean.
Yeah, but it was amazing because I want to talk about how once we'd moved away from the Jesus thing, because there was like a whole floor of Jesus.
Yep.
Then the floor above was just like collections of stuff.
Yeah.
Now this is what was up my street.
It was sick.
So it's kind of like a cabinet of curiosity, except organized by theme.
Yeah. And it was a very wide-ranging theme.
Just, you name it. So there was like just collections of playing cards or matchstick boxes or medals or postcards or ladies' magazines or headdresses, keys, locks, door handles. Like, just like all presented in cabinets and cases.
Yeah, or rooms even for certain
clocks
themes.
And eyeglasses and cameras.
There was a camera one, which is obviously my favourite section.
I think mine was, there's a room with all the ladies' accessories.
Yeah, it was a beautiful room.
And I was playing the game with myself about what was my favourite, but there was loads of kind of illustrations to flick through, and I loved looking through them because it was like, looked very Georgian, but obviously it was Spanish, so it was different styles but looked like that sort of era. And it's cool to have a look at like what women thought was attractive and society thought, you know, women might like and was trying to advertise towards them. And but then that was the day I just bought some art supplies.
You did.
So I had a pen and a very big pen and a very small pad.
It was a good contrast.
Yep. So, and I'll put them on Instagram, actually, why not? Because I just did some drawings from sight of some keys, because there was loads of keys in this one room, so why not? I think it's cool just to see the quantity of these things, and it looks almost a little bit absurd.
A little bit, yeah. And it's awesome because he's one of those people, like, I think at the time, like, when he was still alive, this was, like, it was his stuff. I don't think a lot of people got to see it, but it was, like, he organized it in his will. It's like the city of Barcelona got all his stuff when he died, and it's quite important because like a lot of it is like Catalonia specific, and I think it's good like that they have that heritage of that area,
of their specific local history,
because like Catalonian is like its own language, it's obviously its own massive kind of district of Spain. So it's just cool. It's nice to see that like kind of importance recognized.
Yeah. And then I think a cool part of it was his library.
Oh my God. His library like / study. Which
we got
was
split
amazing.
Up and essentially lost each other because it's a very big place. But we reunited in the library.
We did.
And it was beautiful. Like it was kind of
proper old library. And wooden paneled everything.
With like a balcony bit.
Yeah.
So you could like, there was like one floors. There was one, it was a room, just a normal room, but with like two floors in it.
Yeah.
Because you could go up the ladders and like two floors of books.
Yeah. It was sick. And there was like a nice little like table with comfy chairs where you could have a sit, and I was like reading through some of the history of some of the collections and stuff.
Yeah, loads of statues and like his own work.
I was gonna say that I think this was the only place in the museum where it was his work that was displayed, like his sculptures, like lots of kind of like nudes and like ladies and stuff like that, because you know, like historic art, always naked lady. It was just really cool. Like I didn't really learn too much about him because it wasn't exactly about him, even though it was like his museum. It was like all about just the amazing, wonderful and strange things he collected in such high volumes.
It was fun because it wasn't one of those art galleries that I wanted to read a lot at. I just wanted to go through and see lots of things.
Yeah,
and I did, and it was nice. It was like just the right size.
Yeah.
To do that, to just go through, appreciate things, go back a couple of times.
Indeed, yeah. Because like in comparison to the Macba, where obviously we really enjoyed it, but it was massive and there was so much to read. Obviously, you can do an art gallery without reading anything. However, it's art, so I always like want to know what's going on. But this is just stuff. You can look at stuff. You know what stuff is.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what stuff is, you can read a little thing to say what the thing is and then look at all the other ones of that thing.
And
if
you are interested in going to like further depth, I'm sure there was people with like headphones going around.
Oh, yeah, there were audio guides.
So there was an audio guide and well interesting. And then at the very least, you can go outside to the courtyard where there's a little tiny bar.
This is like a hidden gem.
We were in this like sunbathed courtyard, and it was like It looked like there was an old ruin because it was like an old pillar old walls and stuff. Water feature, orange trees, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Cocktails, we've got tapas.
Oh my God, Spanish omelets. Rosie, I miss Spanish omelets.
Yeah, I've started cooking a lot more potatoes now.
I want to start doing that. I saw my mom got some kind of like recipe magazine thing and I saw Spanish omelets. Like, I'll have to try that. If I do try that, I'll save you some.
Something we did a lot was eat fried potatoes.
Patatas bravas, baby.
Yeah, so I've started just boiling potatoes like a batch and cutting them up so I can just fry them in the frying pan really quick, like make a little kind of quick veggie hash almost with them, and then just put some mayonnaise and hot sauce.
Oh, that sounds good.
So lovely. And it's inspired by the delicious tapas.
Ooh, segue. Well, not really segue, we're talking about Spanish stuff. This is more for me and you to make a plan, Rosie, but also to tell people that this is a thing that exists. In the Granger Market, on like one of the first alleys, like say if you go in from Granger Street, on that alley towards the end where Curious Leaves is,
yeah,
literally across the way from Curious Leaves is like this little Spanish like bar tapas place. So there's like a wine, got little tapasy things, and it's like a kind of shop as well where you can buy stuff to take away. So I want to do that, please.
Perfect. We don't, in minisodes, we don't do what we normally do in full episodes, which is like what's good with us and what we're looking forward to. But let's make an exception.
Okay.
That's what we're looking forward to.
Perfect.
Yes. One. So now we've explained that we put a pin in Jesus, that we're sorry for doing that, and why we did it. And I hope Jesus can forgive us.
I'm sure he will. He seems to be quite a forgiving dude.
Yeah.
That's
from what
thing.
I know about him.
Yeah. That's like his deal.
Yeah.
So, perfect. Well, yeah, this is just a really quick little mini-sode, because we just really felt we should have explained that, because we said we're going to talk about a thing, and then we simply didn't.
And it's like we gave you a contract that we didn't fulfill. Yes. So this
verbal
is a
contract
or
legally
right.
binding.
So, hello, unexpected minisode. Hope you enjoyed.
Yes.
And we will catch you in a few days for a full episode.
We will.
Thank you for listening. And yeah, and until next time, you can catch us on socials.
You can
Instagram, Twitter, @HeyOtWhat's Good. You know what to do. Peace out.